Welcome to the Sports Report for Friday, October 25th. I'm Mark Daniels. Game 2 of the World Series at Fenway Park in Boston, and the St. Louis Cardinals get even, beating the Red Sox by a score of 4-2. John Lackey and rookie Michael Wacha hooking up in a pitcher's duel early, but David Ortiz hits a two-run home run in the sixth to give Boston a 2-1 lead. Cardinals answer with three in the seventh. Got runners on first and second, pulled off a double steal. Matt Carpenter hits a sacrifice fly, and the go-ahead run comes in on a throw. Throwing error. Carlos Beltran adds an insurance RBI as the Cardinals get it even behind the rookie pitcher Wacha, who felt a bit of the fall classic butterflies.
Nerves weren't too bad. I mean, just kind of anxious to get out there. I mean, it's the World Series, a big time game, and so I just tried to use it to my advantage and go out there and pitch like with some adrenaline and stuff, and just try and block out the fans and the crowd.
He's now 4-0 in his very first postseason, and Trevor Rosenthal silenced the crowd by striking out the side in the ninth inning with 100-mile-per-hour fastballs. So it is 1-1, heading west to St. Louis. Red Sox manager John Farrell, has the complexion of the series changed?
Well, I don't know that it changes anything in terms of this. You know, we've got to continue to play every inning and look to win every inning. This team has responded well to challenges on the road or at home. I know that we'll be ready to go on Saturday over there. But this time of year, our guys embrace every challenge that comes their way, and we're looking forward to that on Saturday.
Game 3 matchup, Jake Peavy for Boston. It will be Joe Kelly for the St. Louis Cardinals. The NFL's eighth weekend kicking off Thursday night in Florida. Carolina Panthers beating the Buccaneers in Tampa Bay 31-13. Panthers get two touchdowns passing and one rushing from quarterback Cam Newton. Says, I didn't do it alone.
You know, honestly, I just feel as if my production is off a lot of other people's production as well. You know, because if you want to solely say I'm playing great, it also means that a lot of other guys are playing great behind the scenes. It's just not a one-man show. I understand that, and I will not have that type of attitude.
Carolina's now 4-3, above 500 at any point in any season for the first time since 2008. Buccaneers mess fall to 0-7. NFL announced on Thursday they will play three games in London at Wembley Stadium next year. Dallas against Jacksonville, Detroit against Atlanta, Miami against Oakland. The St. Louis Rams lost quarterback Sam Bradford to a torn ACL last week, and this week reached out to none other than Brett Favre, asking if he might be interested in a comeback. 3 years removed from his last game, Favre says he was flattered, but thanks but no thanks, according to the 44-year-old. Packers will get ready to take on the Minnesota Vikings Sunday night at the Minneapolis Metrodome. Good news regarding JerMichael Finley, the tight end released from the hospital on Thursday, now convalescing at home after his neck injury last week. Speaking of neck injuries, Sean Richardson, 11 months removed from getting hurt at MetLife Stadium against the Giants last year, had neck fusion surgery, finally has been given medical clearance to resume his playing career.
It's a blessing, you know. What I went through, what I endured was very tough. I wouldn't wish it on anyone. Luckily, the person I am and how I affect others, they had my back when I needed them, like my parents, friends, family, girlfriend, just everybody, teammates, coaches, everybody, you know, had my back, had my support, was supporting me, and then it was just, I wouldn't have been able to do it without them.
Richardson hopes to resume at least practicing next week. So Finley won't be available for the Packers, nor will Randall Cobb. James Jones hasn't practiced all week. He's not going to play on Sunday night. But Aaron Rodgers does not feel he's going to have to lift up the new playmakers on offense again.
We have high expectations for our guys to step in and play. Accountability that goes along with being in this locker room, being ready to play, knowing your assignments, and when you get out there making the plays that are there and being mentally sharp. But I am really proud of Jared. I think he stepped up and played great. We're going to need his effort like that the rest of the season. We're going to need Andrew and Brian and Brandon Bostic and Jake. Obviously going to take more than just one of those guys to replace the production that JerMichael had, but I think we have guys who can step in and play roles for us.
Packers and the Vikings, 7:30. It kicks off Sunday night from the Minneapolis Metrodome. To the National Hockey League, where the Vancouver Canucks got by the New Jersey Devils 3-2. Flyers over the Rangers 2-1. Montreal beats Anaheim 4-1. It was the Boston Bruins over the San Jose Sharks 2-1 in a thrilling finish. as David Krejci knocked in a deflection with just 0.8 of a second to play.
Lucky, you know, it was a lucky goal. Shot on net. Tried to get stick on it, and it worked this time.
It sure did. Tampa Bay beat Chicago 6-5 in overtime. Martin St. Louis with the game-winning goal. It was Nashville 3, Winnipeg 2 in overtime. Wild beat the Hurricanes 3-1. Dallas a 5-1 winner over Calgary. The Capitals beat the Oilers 4-1. The LA Kings over the Phoenix Coyotes 7-4. Dwight King with a hat trick. Green Bay Gamblers just a one-game weekend, but it's home. They'll host the Chicago Steel at the Resch Center at 7:05 on Saturday night. In the NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks have their preseason finale at the Bradley Center Friday evening, hosting the Toronto Raptors. The Bucks are 1-5 after that win in Green Bay against the Knicks on Wednesday night, and they'll open against the Knicks in New York to start the regular season next Wednesday night. Charlotte beat Cleveland 105-92, Detroit a 99-98 winner over Minnesota, Houston a 109-92 victory over San Antonio, Portland gets by Golden State 90-74. In college basketball, 6'8 junior transfer forward Alphonso McKinney on the shelf for the Green Bay Phoenix men's team at least 4 to 6 weeks after tearing his right meniscus and undergoing some arthroscopic surgery. The Green Bay Phoenix women open their season on Saturday. They are number 4 in the first preseason mid-major poll. Head coach Kevin Borseth took his team to the NCAA tournament a year ago, and the torch has been passed from the likes of Adrian Ritchie and Sarah Eichler to Ellen Edison and Taylor Thomas.
There's tradition here. Obviously, we've done really well in the past, and I think the kids feel that. Like I say, you know, Taylor and Ellen have had those other players breathing down them and teaching them for so many years. It's finally their turn to kind of just take it off and go.
And the Phoenix women will go in their exhibition opener Saturday afternoon at the Crest Event Center, taking on St. Cloud State. And best of luck to all of the area high school football teams heading to the postseason opening round games on Friday night. There's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.